Yes, hello.
Do you... on n'a pas de communication ici, en tout cas, avec la table de mix. Kazim?
Yes.
Ah, finally.
Yes.
Enfin, oui, c'était donc un bouton donc, qui faisait peut-être défaut. Well, welcome to Radio Quartz, the Rock Connections Classic Rock Radio Show. My first question, it's about the album called All Sides. Donc, c'est à propos de l'album All Sides.
Oui.
Could you tell me about the making of... did you record by yourself all the same instruments or...
Yes, on most of that record, I play everything from guitar, keyboards, bass, and singing. The only thing that I didn't do was play drums.
And did you invite some guests or just all majority, of course, were recorded by you?
I invited some guests. There are some tracks that have maybe a guest guitar player, but for the most part, it's just me.
And... did you record just between two concert tours, or just you got a few moments and you recorded in 3 weeks or in different periods?
Well, on that particular record, that record has songs dating as far back as 1977. So what I did was I took all my material that was on previous records and made a kind of compilation disc that had songs from my past, songs from the more recent songs, and songs from the present. So All Sides is basically a compilation disc from my work over the years, over maybe 20 years.
And for the recording session, did you use a home studio, or do you own a special studio?
I have a recording studio at my house, yes.
Yes.
And I also work at various studios in New York. There are some studios in New York that I've done work in over the years, and on a few tracks, they were done in New York, and most of it was done in my house.
Yes, and for the mix and the mastering, it's anyone?
I used a very, very good friend of mine lives in San Francisco, and his name is Jim LaForest, and he mastered the record for me. I just sent him the master mixes, and then he did the mastering and sent it back to me, and then I sent it off to be duplicated.
At the moment, the musical industry knows a crisis. That means, is it necessary to sell a physical copy, or maybe is it possible to download in a site like iTunes?
Yes, you can download my albums at iTunes. I have two solo albums out on iTunes right now, and also you can buy them on the internet, but not so much in stores, like in physical stores like HMV or Virgin. You can't get it there. Just on the internet and iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Lala, and a few other ones.
Yes, and recently you released a live album in Atlanta.
Yes.
Could you tell me about this? What's the tracks contain? Is it all of your career?
Mainly on my live DVD. I do a solo show, and I've been doing solo shows by myself now for the past, I guess, about eight or nine years, and most of the time it's just myself and one other person, sometimes two guitar players, and it's just a small solo acoustic show. I was being asked by a lot of fans, you know, do you have a recording of the show, are you planning on filming the show? and I decided that it would be nice to have to document the my live show, and along with a couple of people, Carrie Knife, Doug Ford, and this woman named Mel, who works with me as well, we put together this the filming of one of the live shows, and that's available on a DVD.
We can listen a song, classic song from Utopia.
Yes, yeah, there are also songs from Utopia on there as well.
At the moment, what's your plan for 2009? The rest, because June is soon, it's the period of summer festival. Will you continue your solo career, or maybe will you continue a new workshop with Todd Rundgren, or maybe Meatloaf?
Well, I always work with Todd whenever I can, and whenever Todd is using a band, I work with Todd Rundgren, and. Right now, I'm getting ready to start another tour with Todd that starts in June, about June 16th. Actually, a little bit before that, we're doing a show in Norway on June 13th. This is a festival in Norway. I think it's called Norwegian Wood. So I'll do that, and then I will go... back to the United States with Todd. We play in the States for a little bit, and then I take... it looks like I'm going to be working a lot on my... I'm working on a new record right now, so I'll be recording at home most of the summer, and then the fall starts to get busy for me again.
Yes, you are really busy.
I like to be busy. I like to keep myself as busy as I possibly can. Otherwise, I just sleep all day.
You don't know the name of holidays?
Memorial Day is today.
No, holidays.
Oh, do I take... No, I don't know the name of holidays. I have no concept of taking time off.
But do you like to visit a different country, maybe in Europe, Italy or Spain or France?
We were just I guess it was, when was it, in November of last year, we had, Todd did some solo some shows in Europe, in England, and we played England, Germany, Italy, and we were in Paris for a couple of days, and I had the most wonderful time in Paris. I love Paris.
Yeah. And Belgium, you came with Todd and Meatloaf?
Yes. Well, Meatloaf plays all the time in Europe. He's has a very, very big following in Europe. So over the past 15 years, I've spent probably more time in Europe than I have in this country.
Do you feel a difference between European audience and U.S. audience?
Actually, yes, I do. I think that the European audience are much more appreciative when they go to a show. They tend to they know every single song. They're very, very vocal in the way that they receive the band, and it makes being on stage a lot more exciting. In the United States, depending on where you are, audiences tend to be a little bit more like they want you to prove yourself to them. They want you to say, they want you to be like, come on, impress me. You know, like you have to really work harder to impress an audience in the United States than you would anywhere else.
Okay, could you remind us your site and your MySpace page or your different MySpace?
Yeah, I have, I have a few sites. There's the main one that people go to all the time is a site run by Sue Williams, a very, very close friend of mine, and it's www.kasiminfo.com. That's Kasim, K-A-S-I-M, info, I-N-F-O.com. And Sue updates her site every few days or every other day, and it always has the most current information on what I'm doing and where I am. And then I have my site, which is KasimSultan.com, and there's also a MySpace page, which is just KasimSultan at MySpace.com.
And you own a Kasim store, baby?
Yes, and also Kasim store. That's where that's where all the merchandise is located. All the albums, T-shirts, hats, DVDs, you name it, you can buy it there.
Do you think to come one day as a solo artist for concert show in clubs?
Well, I'm currently talking to somebody, a very, very close friend of mine in Germany, who is we're talking about booking a small solo tour in Europe, which would probably take me through Germany, France, Belgium, and the UK sometime later this year.
But do you work with an agency, a European agency?
No, I don't work with an agency. I would love to have an agency. If anybody has any recommendations for a good agency in Europe that would book a solo acoustic tour, I'd be more than happy to entertain any suggestions.
Okay, Kazim, I would like to thank to you. In 1 hour, it's a new interview, but it's about the trilogy of Bat Out of Hell.
Yes.
In 1 hour. At the moment, we listen one of your tracks called Lights On. Okay, see you
Thank
later.
You.